And now to a country we don't often hear from, Uzbekistan. It's home to more than 30 million people and is sandwiched in Central Asia between Russia, China, and Iran. A security conference just wrapped up there, and for the first time in 12 years, a BBC reporter was allowed into the country. That would be the BBC's Will Vernon, who joins us from the capital, Tashkent. Will, why did they let the BBC back in?
Well, that's a very good question, Jeremy. So the BBC applied for permission to come to Uzbekistan and report on this sustainability and security conference, which is held under the auspices of the UN. And the Uzbek authorities granted us that permission. So as you say, it's the first time in 12 years that a BBC team has been allowed to report from inside the country. And under the new president, relatively new president, Shavkat Mirziyoyev, certain cautious liberalizing reforms have been passed. And the country appears to be slowly opening up to the outside world. And this UN conference is part of that. And the authorities here in Tashkent are obviously keen for international recognition and attention, you know, for the world to see that changes are happening here.
Well, and you talk about the newly elected president there was elected last year after the death of Islam Karimov, who was described as a ruthless authoritarian. What is this thaw that you're talking about? What kind of reforms are going on in Uzbekistan?
Well, on the face of it, there definitely seems to be some changes happening here. The new president has undertaken currency reforms. He's released a relatively small number of political prisoners. And he's opened a new government portal, basically through which ordinary citizens can file complaints against officials. And that specifically, that system is something which diplomats here tell us is becoming an effective tool in fighting corruption and inefficiency and other problems. But on the other hand, if you talk to liberal journalists and human rights activists, they react quite cynically, actually, to questions about whether these reforms are genuine. And there is criticism that their only aim is to present a veneer of democracy in exchange for certain economic benefits and sort of political cooperation with Western countries. And, for example, the very powerful and widely feared head of the security service remains in post. And the security service is still very, very powerful here. And there is still evidence, for example, that forced labor is used to pick cotton during the summer months. But officials here in Tashkent quietly tell us that the people are eager for more freedoms, but that it takes time. And I think the coming months and years will show whether any significant tangible results will come about. And just last month, a human rights defender and a journalist were arrested here. So Uzbekistan still has a very long way to go.
Well, and Uzbekistan was just in the news here in the United States recently because it was an Uzbek national who won a visa to come to the U.S. and then ended up mowing down pedestrians and cyclists in that terrorist attack in New York City. Was there any talk about that attack at the conference you were at?
There wasn't any specific mention of that at the conference, but the story is one of the most widely discussed subjects in Uzbekistan at the moment. As you say, Saifullah Saipov came from Tashkent and was radicalized, allegedly was radicalized in the US. It's worth noting that Uzbekistan has little or no problems with Islamic extremism inside the country. And the form of Islam practiced here is very moderate. The vast majority of Uzbeks utterly condone all forms of violence and radicalism. And, you know, the bars here in Tashkent are full of young men and women drinking alcohol, dressed in sort of Western styles. And the Uzbek nationals who have carried out terrorist attacks in the West, according to reports, have all been radicalized abroad. But religion is tightly controlled in Uzbekistan, and all imams must be registered with the authorities. But we've managed to speak to several people who knew Saifullah Saipov. All of them said he was a polite, friendly and educated man from a good family who never shared any interest in religion, let alone extremism. So the whole topic of extremism is a very sensitive one in Uzbekistan.
If you look at Uzbekistan on a map, you see that it's in the middle of a lot of countries. It's very close to Iran and it's very close to Russia. What does it feel like inside the country, that it's closer to being a former Soviet state or that it is closer to the Muslim world in the Middle East?
Well, Uzbekistan is a former Soviet state. People still speak Russian here. But recently, in terms of sort of political changes within the country, the president has tried to sort of tread that line between recognizing that this is a Muslim majority country and remembering that millions of Uzbeks live and work in Russia. A large part of the economy relies on money being sent back from Russia. And like many places in Central Asia, Uzbekistan very much feels like it's at that kind of crossroads between Asia, Russia, and even Europe.
That's the BBC's Will Vernon joining us from Tashkent in Uzbekistan. Will, thank you.
Thanks very much.